Cohen with producer James Platy. Thanks for listening to us. Well, a new Epic MRA poll is out, and it's time to find out just how Michigan voters are feeling about our economic conditions and the state's political leaders. To break it all down, I'm joined by Bernie Porn, the president of Lansing's premier polling firm, Epic MRA. Bernie, thanks for joining us this evening.
Glad to be with you, Michael.
So I guess it's official on this survey that well over 50% of respondents now say that Michigan's economy has bottomed out and is starting to improve. Now, if only they were all economists. when was the last time we were up over 50% on that question?
Oh, it is. Well, actually, we have not been asking that question for more than about the last 2 years. We modeled it after a question that has been asked by Stan Greenberg, who, as you may know, used to be Bill Clinton's pollster and now polls for his own company, as well as a group called Democracy Corps. And he has been using that question about the direction of the country, and we kind of switched it to ask about the direction of the state. And obviously, given that the 2 years that we've been asking that question, why Michigan has been in a recession, why it has never been above 50%. And it was at 49% in January, and that was up from 39% last November, and it has been in the 35 to 31% range probably for a year before that.
So real sense of confidence here that we are, hopefully we're not going to double back, but I guess the question would be, are we heading back down to the bottom at some point?
Well, and that number shows that the percentage saying that we haven't bottomed out yet and will still get worse has gone from 31% down to 16% now. That was from August of last year, and then September, the same number, and down to 16% now. And the percentage saying it's at the bottom and is not yet getting any better, that has dropped from 34 to 36% in several months last year, 30% in January, down to 23% now. So there is clearly an increasing perception by voters in Michigan that the economy in Michigan is improving. And when you think about the fact that the auto companies are hiring again and looking at expanding their manufacturing and all of the news about how well they're doing in terms of profits.
True, and also the budget is down to surplus, so I guess that might give at least the impression that things are going in the right direction. Hopefully they are. Now, you did ask a question that's even more relevant today than it was previously, which is the Obama versus Romney race. If the election was today, 47% Obama, 43% said Romney. Is there any significant movement in those numbers?
Oh, absolutely. It was 48% to 40% Obama over Romney in January, and Obama was doing very well among independent voters. As a matter of fact, almost it was about a 20-point lead for him among independent voters, and by even more among independent women. And that support not only overall has gone from an 8-point lead down to a 4-point lead, but among independent voters, the number has completely shifted, and Romney is down a very narrow lead, 41% to 39%, and he's also doing well among independent women. And so things have shifted dramatically. Another part of the shift is that I think not only independent voters that are leaning Republican and would tend to vote for a Republican, but also Republican-based voters have come to the acceptance, and that will only be strengthened after today's announcement that Rick Santorum is dropping out of the race, that Mitt Romney is indeed going to be the nominee. So they've come to accept that, and so that has strengthened his numbers. And so the lead has been cut in half, and most of that has come from independent voters. And I think part of that could be concern about the price of gas, and I know I just saw a couple of ads where they are attacking President Obama in Michigan, blaming him for the high price of gasoline.
Well, so President Obama could maybe be in trouble here. Interesting.
Well, there's no question about if the economy starts to slip back, or if we were to hit consistently four or well over $4 per gallon gasoline or $5, if people start blaming him. Now, national polls suggest that he is not being blamed, but I'm not sure this ad that is attacking him and trying to connect the dots and saying that he opposed drilling in Alaska and opposed drilling and the Keystone proposal and attacking them on other issues, that may well be cutting at least enough to move some of those independent voters away from him, because he was doing very, very well back in January.
Interesting stuff. I'm talking to Bernie Porn. He's the president of Lansing's polling firm, Epic MRA. You know, the favorability numbers are interesting. Even for Governor Snyder, they're now at 48%. But it seems like, in general, they stay under 50% for Debbie Stabenow. President Obama's now at 50. But is that a pretty acceptable number, 48%, somewhere in the 40s?
Well, when you look at where he's been, I mean, last November it was 44 unfavorable in terms of people's personal opinion of him. Now, this is different than their job rating of him. People have consistently liked him better than they thought he was doing as a job. And the same thing is true of Barack Obama, and the same thing is true of Debbie Stabenow. So this personal favorability number it is not uncommon to have those higher than the job rating numbers, and Obama's at 50% favorability. It was 52, so that's not much of a change from January. Whereas Rick Snyder has gone from 44 unfavorable to 39 favorable to then 46 to 40 favorable in January, and now it's up to 48%. So
is there a connection between favorability numbers and a politician's realistic chance of being reelected?
Well, yeah, the likability is something that you always have to take into consideration. And one of the problems, thinking back to when Jim Blanchard was governor, he had a problem where his job rating numbers for a while were higher than his favorability numbers, and seldom did his personal favorability numbers get into the double digits, saying that the voters had a very favorable opinion of him. He was not as well liked, and indeed that I think was part of his downfall. I can remember having a conversation with him in April of the year that he lost to John Engler, and I told him, he asked how given that we were polling, how I thought he was doing. I said, "Well, you know, Governor, I'm concerned because you aren't getting that high percentage that they like you very much. They have a very favorable opinion of it." Mm-hmm. And he thought that his pollster had said that he was in good shape, and so He didn't worry about it, but I told him I was concerned about his numbers.
It's interesting because you can't help but wonder what moves the favorability rating. On the job approval rating, you know, you have policies, you have actual economic conditions, but on the favorability side, it'd be fascinating to find out what it is about Rick Snyder that people are digging that they certainly didn't dig in James Blanchard.
Well, and a lot of it, I think, is his style. It's different than politicians generally are. I think that what he said in his State of the State in January, and then his budget message, was a lot different than what it was last year. So I think there's a feeling that he is not as rigid as he was, and that may well be a calculated thing on the part of he and his staff, especially his political staff. But I think they're trying to be softer or more, what did Bush say, kinder and gentler?
Indeed.
A kinder and gentler Rick Snyder.
Well,
and
he certainly wins the optimism award, that, no question about that. One last thing, job approval ratings, 44% for President Obama, 41% for Governor Snyder. Do you typically see those numbers go up above 50% at any point?
Sometimes you do, but I would not be surprised if they stayed in the lower numbers. Now, we do ask things a little differently when people say, do you approve or disapprove of the job that an incumbent politician is doing? Those numbers quite often will be higher because people tend to give higher numbers, and that's one of the reasons why a lot of news organizations ask that question. But something that is more accurate is the way we ask the question, I think, when we say, would you give President Obama a positive rating of excellent or pretty good, or a negative rating of just fair or poor. And when you ask it that way, well, I think that gets a good feeling for how people are viewing the job that they're doing. And both Obama and Snyder have improved in terms of their job rating. Both of them, Obama was above 62% negative job rating, and Snyder was 59, I think, months before was at 60. So he has improved significantly, and a lot of this has happened after the State of the State message and the governor's budget message.
I see. So people are hearing his message. About 30 seconds left, Bernie, but I know you've got some more poll results coming up. You're going to be releasing one involving the personal property tax cut proposed for businesses that is going to move ahead.
That will probably be coming out probably in the Thursday or Friday neighborhood, and there may be a few others dealing with whether or not people should be bringing their guns
into stadiums places, and schools.
Into stadium schools.
I see. Anything, well, you can't give me the results. Anything that kind of intrigued you about those results on either of the questions?
Just that surprising that politicians are pushing some of the things that they're pushing.
I see. Well, it's politicians know their constituents, so they're proposing things that some people do want. So, Bernie Porn, president of Epic MRA here in Lansing. Bernie, thank you very much for joining us. Interesting information.
Thank you, and any time.
Absolutely. Look forward.